T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steven, 10 in the morning now, 8:49. Three big things. Sedgwick County Commission approves a renewable energy plan. No big wind farms will be allowed in the county. Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena reports a profit of more than $700,000 for the first half of the year. Storms rock central Kansas overnight. Thunder, lightning, high wind, and some hail. No major damage or injuries. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in Wichita this morning staying right about where they jumped up to the day before yesterday. $2.29 a gallon is what we're seeing out there in Wichita this morning. Now, as far as gasoline prices go, traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance for rain today at a high of 81 degrees. 81, yesterday's high, 94. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 69. Friday, mostly cloudy, 20% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 84. Now, light rain, southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and 69 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck program. He's going to be taking calls. Trump asked to explain his Jewish disloyalty comment. That's coming up, Glenn Beck, at 9 o'clock. And the Steve and Ted poll question today. What aspect of Wichita should our new baseball team highlight with its name? The River, 17%. Western Heritage, 25%. Other, 25%. And Aircraft, 34%. The Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Or just combine all three. The Flying Water Cowhands.
Whatever. A new report released Wednesday by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the U.S. deficit will eclipse $1 trillion 2 years sooner than expected, and will remain above $1 trillion per year until at least 2029. The CBO reports points to budget and border security bills recently passed, predicting annual budget deficits averaging $1.2 trillion through 2029. Furthermore, the percentage of the nation's debt held by the publics is expected to increase from 79% to 95% of GDP, gross domestic product, by 2029, ratios that have not been seen since the 40s, not a very positive thing to hear about.
No, but I don't think anyone cares.
Nobody cares.
No.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be.
New housing coming near the Wichita State University campus. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, construction starting on a multi-million-dollar apartment project south of WSU. The Farhaw family has plans to build two new apartment buildings on the site. Commerce Construction Services has pulled a building permit for $6.1 million. The three-story buildings will have 84 units and 140 beds. It's expected to open in a year. The development is designed with students in mind. Wichita State has received a $300,000 grant from the National Science Foundation. In return, WSU commits to hiring and retaining women and minority faculty members, especially in STEM fields. The university announced the 18-month program Wednesday. They say a diverse faculty serves a growing diverse student body and community. And the U.S. budget deficit is set to rise to $960 billion this year. That's 4.5% of gross domestic product. The growth is due to lower than expected tax revenues. The data is from the Congressional Budget Office. CBO Director Philip Swagel says the U.S. fiscal outlook is challenging, with debt on a course that is unsustainable. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Wednesday as investors applauded encouraging quarterly results from major retailers. The S&P rose 23 points. The Dow added 240. The NASDAQ climbed 71. Bond prices fell. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning, and you were just talking about entertainment news, and I just want to chime in on something. Yesterday afternoon, I was watching Turner Classics movies, and it was Joel McRae Day.
Yeah.
One of my favorite actors, but they did pull on the movie Wichita.
They showed Wichita yesterday, yeah.
Made in 1955.
Wichita.
Tex Ritter sang the theme song.
And about the only thing that really even comes close to anything that's ever happened in or near Wichita was Vera Miles was in the cast, and of course she...
Oh, she's from here.
But I thought the movie was a stinko.
But of course they do the deal where they ride like right outside the city limits, and there's cactus and mountains. Come on.
Yeah, there was no, it's nothing authentic about any of it.
No, it's all completely fake.
And, you know, and Joel McRae doesn't look anything like Wyatt Earp. And anyway.
Well, see, there was fake news even back in the
50s. Well, it's like the one of my all-time stinkers, the gunfight at OK Corral.
Which is,
you've got Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp, and it's got nothing to do with what really happened. It's just Hollywood's version.
It's a great theme song by Tex Ritter, though.
Yeah, it is. National Tooth
Folks
Fairy Day.
Are nice in Wichita.
So did you, when you were a child, did you put your tooth under the pillow
Ted? And
didn't we all? I think I think the first time I did that, the Tooth Fairy gave me a dime.
Go to sleep that night, you wake up, hopefully a little monetary encouragement from the Tooth Fairy you wake up.
Yeah, so I had my brothers knock out all the rest of my teeth, and I didn't get any more money.
Oh, well, that's that plan backfired, didn't it?
The Tooth Fairy was not very kind to me. But it is National Tooth Fairy Day if you want to celebrate something like that. Coming up 9 o'clock, a stormy night across central Kansas. We've got that story at 9 o'clock this morning right here on KNSS. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. See you at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.